Welcome, everyone. Come on in. Let me know you can hear me in the chat. Let's do this, y'all. Let me change my name. I'm Coach Betsy. Awesome. Thank you for the little thumbs up there. And I see the amazing Coach Heather. I was thinking about you, Heather. It's like you kind of been my wing woman most of my recent calls. So I love our little team we have. Zoom is acting like an ass. Okay. Promote to panelist, Heather. You're up there. You should be up there now. So you can check the Q&A and all the things. All right. Let me... see, got pin myself. Okay. All right, y'all. Welcome, welcome. Happy Saturday morning for most of you all. Say hi in the chat. And yes. And so Heather will be with you in the chat and also in the Q&A box. And I've got a few announcements today. We got just a few things going on here in OBS. And then we're just going to get to some coaching and get to some question answering and some coaching. So while I'm doing a few little announcements, I want you all to, if you want coaching or have questions about what we have worked on this month, it's been all about stall busting, assessing, really getting clear on what we need to focus on to get the scale moving or to get you maintaining your weight or whatever it is your goals are. So that's what we've been working on this month. And so that is what I want to help you with today. And so we're going to keep it real simple here with, I'm just going to do some coaching and some answering questions about this. Where's my handy dandy deep dive assessment that everybody did this month? 1% level ups, your assessment from the month. So maybe you filled this out for this month and you worked on some 1% level ups, and now we're getting towards the end of the month and you're assessing kind of how you did and you're making a plan for next month. So I can coach you around that and answer your questions there. And just ideas on level ups. I've also, y'all, I was on vacation last week. So I have been kind of reviewing what's been going on since I was gone. And y'all, we got some amazing new tools here in OBS, including the deep dive assessment. Do y'all know about this 1% level ups from the OBS team? Y'all, this is an amazing document. I know Heather can put it in the chat. All the team, not even just the coaches, but I think Burns in here and a few other folks, we all shared our ideas for all of our 1% level ups. There is no excuse for y'all to not know what a possible level up is for you to try in the future. There is no excuse to not know what's going on and why you're not losing weight, because we got the tools here in OBS. Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I want to see some hands getting raised on getting some help for what we've been working on this month, and then what your plan is for next month and moving on into September. Can y'all believe it's almost September? Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing today. You can put some questions in the Q&A and but like, if I don't see any hands raised here in a minute, we're out of here. Okay. So I want to help you all. So, and even if maybe you don't even know what to ask, just get on with me and we'll figure it out. All right. Yeah. The level ups is an amazing resource. So, all right, let me do a few announcements. Cause again, we do have a few things going on in OBS. First off, camp. Have y'all heard about the November camp coming up in November? It's called Think It, Ink It, Shrink It, or is Ink It, Think It, Shrink It. It is all going to be all about journaling and all about how writing is an amazing, amazing tool to achieve all the dreams that we have in our lives. And I know that I am a testament to that. I know that Heather does a lot of journaling. I mean, this assessment is just guided journaling. So yeah, it's like everything that you do with a pen and paper or a, you know, Apple Pencil and an iPad is journaling. Any worksheet in the No BS Weight Loss course, in any of our courses, the plan, the assessment, discovery worksheets, those are all just guided journaling. So let's first off, you know, kind of widen our definition of what journaling is, right? It's not just sitting on your fancy pillow and, you know, starting with a blank sheet of paper and a fancy pen and starting from there. It's really just any time that we are thinking about something, thinking about what we're thinking, and we're writing. Okay. And so there's a reason we have that. Ooh, Heather. Okay. Heather's helping me out here. Y'all, I need to see a hand raised. Y'all, come on. Come on, let's do this. I'm gonna keep talking for a while, but then I need to see a hand raised. Come on. Okay, Kathy, you're up first. All right, so camp, November, all the information is at nobswomen.com. And yeah, so just join us in person. There are still in-person tickets available. Join us in Nashville. And then also plenty of virtual spots as well. So it's in November. And Corinne is super, super excited about, I think she's already written all the stuff, the teaching and everything. So Heather, if you will post the link. Ooh, and Erica, all right, you're up next after Kathy. Heather, if you will put the link to the camp sign up page as well in the chat. So that's number one. Number two, let's go back to this month and we're towards the end of this month. Who wants to win some prizes? Let's see in the reactions button. Let's see some hearts. Let's see some hands. Let's see some, who wants to win some prizes this month? Y'all know what the prize is? I think this is right. Again, I've kind of been gone and I'm kind of been reviewing everything this week, but I believe we're giving out 10 $100 gift certificates to the No BS Swag Shop. And I know there's t-shirts, there's water bottles, there's all kinds of stuff. So how do you win that prize? You go to our survey, our monthly survey. So I was looking at the survey this morning for August, and it's, y'all, I bet it's not going to take you any longer than 5 minutes or less to fill it out. It's really just name, you know, general information. And then basically, how did you participate in the Stallbuster Challenge this month? Did you fill out the assessment? Did you listen to a call? Did you watch Corinne's Q&As? And then we ask you about how much weight you lost this month. And then a couple of optional questions. You don't even have to answer them if you don't want to, about how that assessment helped you. And then kind of a non-scale victory that you had this month. That is it, y'all. And that gets you in the drawing for 10 $100 gift cards or gift certificates to our swag shop. So please fill out that survey. Coach Heather, if you will put the link to the survey in the chat as well, then we will get to some coaching now that I see a bunch of hands raised. I'm super excited now. All right. Sometimes it just takes a little nudge, right? Sometimes it just takes a little tough love to get y'all coaching. And it's fine. It's totally fine. But what if today is the day that you just feel scared? And you raise your hand anyway, and your life changes. Could happen. I've gotten coached a lot in the past when I didn't want to, when I was scared, when my heart was pounding, but there was some part of me, some kind of inner wisdom in me that was like, I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. All right, Kathy, we're going to see how many people we can get through and by 10 o'clock central, because I got a private coaching call with a No BS woman at 10 o'clock central. So We will see how many we can get through. All right. And I know there's a couple of questions in the Q&A too. Okay. Kathy, you are up first. Let's talk assessment. Let's talk all the things. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I've talked to you before because I recognize that paper.
Yes. Yeah, I've gotten a coach a number of times by you. So how are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I filled out my assessment, you know, at the beginning of the month. And I guess I wanted coaching today on journaling. I know you mentioned that journaling inside the planner is still journaling, right? And I do that, you know, I do my disco sheets and, you know, I do the little four ends on the assessment, you know, not perfectly, but I do them. What I don't do is journal outside the planner. And I've been here in No BS for like 4 years and I do not journal outside the planners. So I guess I feel very resistant to it. So
how do you think it would help you? How do you think, like, what are your amazing reasons for journaling outside of the planner and discovery worksheets?
Yeah. How is it going to help me? I guess I don't have a good story around that. Like, I don't really think how it's going to help me. I guess.
Yeah. So like, doesn't it make sense? Of course you're resistant to it.
Yeah.
You don't have a good reason. Like if it's just a should.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's like, it feels like a should.
Yeah. But like that's, you know, that might get you, you know, a few days in, but then you're like, or, you know, mm-hmm. that just might get you like, well, okay, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's come up with some good reasons. Cause this sounds like maybe, did you do the assessment and like this, that was part of your, that was one of your level ups or?
I ranked it as a one.
Okay.
But it would be hard to do, right? So journaling outside the planner, talking to my future self, you know, that kind of stuff. Like,
okay.
That would just be, that's a hard. So I put that in the hard column. So I didn't work on it this month because I tried to work on the easy stuff.
The easy things. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This is really good because I think it's good that you talked about that because, I mean, there's a reason that we have, you know, that you take all your ones and then you rank them easy to hard, right? Because mm-hmm. the easy ones, you know, that's the lowest hanging fruit and you can knock that stuff out. But then there comes a time where it's like, okay, I'm kind of doing all those things. And now mm-hmm. like these things that I've marked as hard, you know, those are kind of my next things to work on. And that's kind of like where you are. And it's like, and this is where it's like, okay, why am I seeing that as hard? So why, you know, what is hard about journaling to you?
What is hard about journaling? I guess it's, I don't have good whys. So, to do it and I feel like it'll take a lot of time. So I'm already journaling in the planner and, you know, I prioritize that because I think that will be very helpful. But then it's like, if that takes 5 minutes or even 10 minutes, it's like, okay, I'm out of time and I got to go about my day. So I don't prioritize the out of the planner journaling because I don't see the benefit.
Okay.
You know?
So and we got to start there, right? We got to start with like meeting ourselves where we are and say, okay, how does it make total sense that I'm not doing this right now? It's not because I'm some broken, terrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
Like you're literally thinking, I don't have time. I don't know mm-hmm. how to, you know, I don't know how to do it right. Or I don't know, you know,
yeah.
I don't have any whys.
So yeah.
Of course you're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're kind of at a place right now where it's like, okay, do I want to do this or not? I mean, you know, like, I mean, the thing is that you may not need to. I mean, you may be doing enough of the guided journaling with the planning and discovery worksheets that, you know, Corinne has never said, you know, there's no rule where it's like, no, you have to be doing this journaling outside of the planner to be successful. Now, we know it can be helpful, mm-hmm. but kind of what comes up when I say all of that, where it's like, what could your whys be? Mm-hmm. Or is it just, are you at a point where it's like, you just need to make a decision that journaling outside of the planner and discovery worksheets is just not something that I need to do right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Do I need to do it right now? I would say no, but I can see the benefit of it. Yeah. Right.
Okay. What could be the benefit?
What could be the benefit? Well, like, I don't know. I feel like I have things from my past that, sometimes they keep me up at night. Right. Right. You know, and I ruminate over them. So that it would help suss that out, or it could help me think through a future goal. Like it could help me visualize where I'm going, right? So that I could stay motivated, or, you know, just have a place to aim for, right?
Okay.
I'm not just drifting forward towards nothing. Drifting forward towards something. So it could help visualize those things.
Okay. So you just gave me like two very clear whys, mm-hmm. very clear, you know, ways that journaling could benefit you. So do you see how this happened? And I want everybody to kind of notice this, how once we just kind of let go of the should and like that, maybe you don't need to do this, how you kind of opened up to where it's like, but I actually think it maybe could benefit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of, you know, got you talking about that. And so it's just that whole thing of like, if it's not a have to, if it's not a should, then maybe it could be something that could be beneficial for me.
Yeah.
And that may not be it. You know, everybody may, I don't have to or I should, and I can't think of any reasons that it would be beneficial. So I'm just not going to do it right now. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But it sounds to me like you maybe have a couple of reasons for you to explore. And then we want to get kind of specific about like what that could look like mm-hmm. for you, you know, if you just wanted to kind of give this a go,
mm-hmm.
what could it look like in a very, very doable way?
Right. One thing maybe, okay. So one thing I am working on this week is about throwing food away. Like I have a really hard time throwing food away, right? Because of the way I was raised. Like, I know Corinne talks about like her background and, you know, how they struggled because they didn't have very much money. Like I didn't grow up like that at all. I was very fortunate, but my parents grew up like that. So they just drilled into me that, you know, we should not waste food. We should not throw it away. So I have a hard time, really hard time throwing away food. I think it's like people, I feel careless. Like I hate it. Like when my mother-in-law brings over, like she'll bring over like a pound of potato salad for four people. And I think, God, I'm going to have to throw away that whole package because nobody's going to eat it. And it'll sit in my fridge for a whole week, you know?
Okay. So here's the thing. Cause I mean, I really want to coach you on that, but I'm not going to, because we're not talking.
Okay.
Because we're talking about journaling, right?
Okay.
Where it's like, you already have journal prompt number one.
Okay.
Why do I hate throwing away food?
Okay.
And here's what we can do. Here's what all of you all can do. If any of you all are resistant to journaling, you can just start journaling on journaling. Why am I resistant to journaling? That could be another journal prompt for you. But you could also start making a list of, you know, like in your phone notes app, or, you know, just like at the beginning of your journaling notebook or in your iPad or whatever, what are some journal prompts that I want to explore in the future? But I mean, you've already got two. Well, actually, you know, you've got more than that, because you've got, why do I hate throwing away food? Why am I resistant to journaling? You talked about kind of some things that keep you up at night. You can start being more specific about that. And then what was the other thing you said?
About the future self, like where am I going?
Yes. Future goals and all that kind of stuff. So this is how this happens, right? Like that you've kind of got this running list, so that when you do choose to journal, you don't even have to come up with a prompt. I mean, and that's not even to say all of the hundreds of prompts that we have inside the membership.
Yeah.
That where you don't have to come up with, but so you, you got specific in terms of what you want to write about first. Let's just say that you're going to write about why I hate throwing away food. Mm-hmm. When is this going to happen?
Sorry, there's somebody at the door.
Okay.
I'll get it later.
Okay. My thoughts about potato salad.
Sorry.
No problem. So, because, you know, what another thing that can stop us is like, oh, well, but I'm supposed to be journaling every day and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, no, what is the easiest,
mm-hmm.
you know, for this, like, let's say for this next week, what could the easiest kind of front door into journaling, how could that look where it's just, it's enough. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could like, it could be on a weekend where I don't have a lot of commitments in the morning and I want to do it in the morning, not in the evening when I'm tired, but
okay. In the morning.
Maybe Sunday after I make my plan, I will journal on one of these four things we talked about for 5 minutes.
Okay. I love it. So like, let's start with once a week. And is everybody hearing me here? That is good enough, y'all, because that is better than nothing. Because mm-hmm. if we are trying to do it more than that, usually we get overwhelmed and don't do it, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Once next week, you can always mm-hmm. do more if you want to. I mean, go for it. But there's nothing else is, you know, required other than once a week in the morning, 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I hate throwing away food?
Yeah.
That's it.
And I just write those things down. And then what do I do with it? Do I do anything with it? Or is it the point just to get the thoughts out?
Well, one of the points is just to get the thoughts out. Sometimes that you don't need to do anymore where it's like, oh, okay, I see why I don't like to throw away food.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing is that you can take one of the thoughts that came up and put it through the four ends.
Okay.
You can do that. You can take one of the thoughts that came up and take it to Ask Coaches, you know, for more help. You can take one of the thoughts that came up and then you can say, okay, what could I tell myself in the moment? This is kind of what the four ends does for you. But it's like, I mean, if you're someone who does want to throw away food every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to tell myself in the moment when I hear that thought come up?
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, that's really kind of the next best thought part of the four ends. So I think it'd be amazing just to put it through the four ends because it helps you to normalize it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you to bring out the facts in the neutralized line. Cause like, you know, your mother-in-law brought over whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only fact we got there.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that neutralized line is underutilized a lot of times. Like when we can just remind ourselves of the very simple fact, we're like, oh, all we got is some food from our mother-in-law.
Right.
That's all we got going on here. And then you can come up with the next best thought in action. So yeah, you can take it. But again, maybe not yet. Maybe it's just a matter of getting some thoughts up and into the universe.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You got a plan.
I got a plan. Thanks, Betsy. Yes.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
See
you.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. There we go. We'll bring Erica up. Moving a little slow today, y'all. Erica. Thank you for posting the journaling prompts stuff, Heather. I didn't know that was going to come up. So yeah, we have a million journal prompts and no BS. We didn't used to, y'all. I've been around for so long. And what we, at one point we came up with so many where it's like, there's absolutely no reason that you would ever not know what to write about or not have an idea of what to write about. Erica, I'm not seeing you. Are you there?
I am here. And of course I'm on a different computer.
Why don't you just, you may, it doesn't sound like maybe your camera's hooked up, but we can just talk like this.
Oh, actually,
there we are. There you are. Hey.
Slide the privacy thing over. So the camera covered. It works.
All right.
Pro tip.
Always something. So, all right.
So I really love the new assessment. I've actually been doing it weekly because I love it so much.
Awesome. And that is absolutely an option where it's like, you can do it weekly, you can do it monthly. Yeah, totally your choice. Okay.
I did notice this week that in focusing on my level ups, like some of the things that kind of had been pretty solid are slipping.
Okay.
So this week my level ups were snacking only when I was hungry, intentionally adding pleasure, and doing disco worksheets.
Okay.
But my journaling, which had been ironically, which had been pretty on point, has not been as consistent this week. So I think I'd like to figure out how to like keep the things that were consistent while adding in level ups.
Okay. So the first thing that kind of stuck out for me was this talking about it's you're slipping, right? As I hear this a lot, I hear slipping, I hear kind of like slippery slope and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, no, there's no, like, that sounds very out of control, right? All that happened was that you kind of got to the point where you were going to like stop it enough, let's say, and you chose not to. Right. And you, I mean, you can say that with all these things, right? Where it's like, okay, I'm not out of control here. I just made a choice to not do some of these things, because we want to start there where it's like, you know, there's no like slipping. There's no like, you know, out of controlness or like, you know, no control here. It's just like, I just made a choice to not do it. And that is like, okay. And look at me like assessing and kind of recognizing that. And that kind of helps you build like a stronger foundation to move forward to, you know, to really look at why, you know, why you made that choice and then how you can kind of get back to it next week. So that's number one, where it's like, I just chose to kind of go back to some old habits, or I just chose to not do it. I chose to spend my time in other ways. So let's work with a specific habit here that you want to kind of get back to, you know, doing more of this next week. Which one do you want to talk about?
I definitely want to get back to being more consistent with my journaling.
Okay.
Next week, while keeping the things that I had leveled up.
Okay. Okay. So what we can say is like, okay, there were some times last week where we chose to not journal, and why? Like, and actually you can do a discovery worksheet. Y'all, this is a good idea for all of you all. These habits that you've come up with on the assessment, if you find that your, you know, weeks kind of go by and you're not doing them, you can do a discovery worksheet on stuff besides just overeating, right? Like, I didn't journal. Why? Because all a discovery worksheet is looking at your thoughts about it. So when you kind of got to like the journaling time, what were you saying to yourself that led you to not journal?
I think part of that might be that, I'm a school librarian, and so we've just started back to work. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like transitioning from my summer schedule, which is like completely my own to make, and like going to work. And so like my journaling time had been like, you know, between 9 and 10 in the morning, but now I'm at work then. And the journal that I had been using, I haven't been taking to work. You know, I might be like, students might be coming in to check out books or reset passwords or, you know, a variety of different things. I might be teaching a class. So it might just be, it's probably just that like journaling at that time isn't,
it's just not working for you anymore, you know? With being back at school. It just sounds like very like, oh, that makes sense, right? We're really kind of going through the four ends right now where it's like, how is this normal that you're not journaling? You're doing something different during that time that you would be journaling.
Yeah.
So it makes total sense, right? And that you, and it also sounds like you just kind of haven't set up your environment. I like to kind of think about it like that. Like your journal is not with you. So it's like, oh, well, that's why I'm not journaling. It's not this slipping, or it's not this like, you know, I suck, or, you know, I'll never figure this out. It's like, I need to figure out what journaling looks like for me now that I'm back at work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to journal at work a lot, because a lot of times I journal about work, but then I left it open on my desk one day.
Okay.
I had written some thoughts that I would never have said out loud about colleagues. Okay. I don't think anyone actually saw it, but I think I'm a little like hesitant to work, to journal at work anymore. Okay.
So what could journaling look like? Doable, right? Super easy. Like, what could it look like now that you're back at work?
I mean, I could either keep a, you know, I love notebooks. So I either could keep a journal there and a journal at home.
Okay.
I usually have my iPad with me, so I could journal in my iPad at work, which probably at work, that's probably the best idea. I could either journal right at the end of the day before I come home, or like, still trying to get back. And I don't know if like journaling right as I get home is a good idea, because usually if I'm going to do any kind of strength training during the week, normally it's,
that's when you do it.
Yeah.
This is so good that you're talking this out, right? Like, does everybody hear like, oh, well, I could do it then, but this is when I usually do this. And so I've worked with a lot of my private clients on this, where like, yeah, like, just right at the end of the day, before you leave your desk, you just take 5 minutes. You know, you can always do more if you want to, but let's just start with 5 minutes. I mean, it's just amazing how much you can get written out in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you only just need to get out, you know, one thought or something. And it takes even less than 5 minutes. But at your desk, I've also worked with people on, like, you know, in the car, like in, still in the parking lot at work, you know, like once you kind of, you know, start up your car and go, you know, sometimes we don't even know how we got home sometimes, because we're just on autopilot. So some people have like pulled over into a parking lot, you know, on their way home and done 5 minutes. So, because we know that, you know, a lot of people with kids and other, you know, you got other plans when you get home, that's when the excuses come up. So what do you think out of those things I've talked about?
Actually kind of really like in the car. I don't know if my son rides home with me. I don't know if he would get impatient, but I can always try it. If he's getting impatient, I could just come back to the call and look at some other ideas that we came up with and try something else. Yeah.
But it almost sounds like maybe just 5 minutes before you leave the office. Is it your son with you then?
Yeah, because the school gets out a little bit earlier than I do.
But you could, I mean, you could say like, hey, you know, 5 more minutes, you know, we're going to leave in 5 more minutes. But yeah, you could just kind of experiment with one of these things. But it also could be like when you get home, maybe here's just another idea. Like when you get home, he could go on inside and you could say, I'm going to sit here for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so he's, you know, he's occupied and you're like, I'm sitting here for 5 minutes. My butt is not leaving this car until I've journaled for 5 minutes. And then I go in and do my weight training or my
exercise. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you see how it's like, you know, kind of like, how can it be non-negotiable? How can it be something that's like easy? I'm not going to make an, you know, I might hear excuses, but how can I just make it as easy as possible for me, and, you know, and not with, you know, reducing the urges to not do it as much as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the, when we get home and he can come inside, And then I just stay out and journal, because then if like I need to journal about something at work, I can do that and get that out. And then I don't come into the house like, with the like energy.
Yes. And so it's like your kind of your story around this, right, is like building, where it's like, ooh, I want to get all this out before I go in the house. And yeah. So, and that's actually, I think, a good time of day, because you've already been through your day and you probably have some thoughts that have come up. And so they're just fresh there. And then you're like, okay, I'm getting all this out. You could even like leave the journal in the car, you know, kind of have it be like the symbolism of, you know, leaving that in the car. And then I'm going in the house with my, you know, new energy, or my, you know, positive energy, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So I didn't know we were going to talk so much about journaling today, but I love it. This is another reason, you know, all y'all, that's why we got a camp coming up with this journaling. But yeah, so this, but again, this exercise that we went through and that I went through before with the last person is like, this is how we figure out, I mean, first off, you got to have this assessment of like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. And then like, I either did it or didn't do it, right? We got to have the data first to then kind of go through what we went through to figure out, okay, how can I make it doable and, you know, totally doable and easy for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes.
Just talk about this. I realized like I track doing the 4Ms, journaling, and my DISCO worksheets all separately, but they really all are kind of journaling. Should I just combine those all into one?
I mean, you know, maybe, you know, if like discovery worksheets, for example, it's, I mean, yeah, we can all see it as journaling and guided journaling and things like that, questions that you're answering, but you want to kind of watch out for like, your brain might be like, well, we've already done our journaling today. We don't need to do a discovery worksheet, you know, or something. You want to kind of watch out for excuses there, but yes, it's all journaling, which is great. But then there's some, you know, journaling that's, you know, we do want to commit to doing every, you know, every day, or, you know, when a discovery worksheet, for example. But yeah, it's all journaling. It's all writing. It's all. And so, yeah, that can help you, because you're not just, you know, because sometimes it's like, no, I'm not doing journaling, or I'm not good at journaling, or I'm not a journaler. And it's like, if you're making a plan and assessment and you're answering one question, you know, you are a journaler. So, okay.
Awesome. Thank
you. All right. See you later. Okay.
Yep.
Bye. All right. Evelyn, you are up next. Just looking at the chat here. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. A little nervous.
Totally normal. I was nervous this morning too.
Well, I realized when you were, I got the email about the call and kind of spontaneously got on this morning. And then when you were, you just inspired me to join, and I realized this is my 1 year anniversary.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Yeah. So I thought, even though I don't really have, I find it hard to formulate a question, you know, about what I need help with, because I've tried, you know, like ask coaches, or, you know, it's just kind of like, it all makes sense and I just need to do it, you know? And so
have you filled out this assessment?
Well, I haven't been doing my habit tracker consistently.
That's okay. That's okay. I want you to just, you know, let that go for, and I want you, because this tool can really, I believe it can really help you with exactly what you're talking about. Because you know, if you're not losing weight and you're not really sure what to do, I mean, this tool literally helps you kind of look, you know, assess where you are, stuff that's included on the habit tracker. But let's just start with this, where it's like, okay, am I 1, 2, or 3 in these things? And then it just boils down. It's like, okay, Now let's take all the ones and let's list them. You know, I mean, this is what the steps of this worksheet are, but it's like, right. let's rank them easy to hard. So let's boil it down some more where it's like, okay, we just got the ones and we're going to choose the easiest ones. And then you take, you know, a couple of those and you, you take, you know, the three easiest ones and then you come up with a plan. So that's okay. Really what I want you to, you know, we're going to keep this very simple and I want you to just do that worksheet.
Okay.
And that will tell you exactly what your next steps are.
Yeah. I did print it out. And so okay. I have it ready. I was going to wait to do it, but I'll do it today.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, over the year I have lost 10 pounds, mm-hmm. Which is, I'm really happy with.
Yeah.
A call I listened to earlier this week, there was this, somebody mentioned being kind of on track or off track. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that really hit home because like when I'm on track, I feel like I'm doing well, I'm keyed in, I'm focused. And then sometimes I know why, because things are busy or something's really stressful and I just am checked out. And then other times I don't really know why, but it's just like, it's gone out of my mind, you know? And then all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm in no BS. And what happened? And
number one, I think it's just important to really normalize that. Like where it's like, I mean, if we've been on other diets, if we've been doing other things, no BS is different, right? No BS is like, you know, it's almost like, it's kind of like, if we're not miserable, that's kind of what you're talking about with like, you know, forgetting about it, because it's like, we're so used to being miserable, you know, trying to lose weight, that like, if we're not miserable and we're just kind of going about our days and doing our, you know, doing things, and we've just got these habits we're practicing, it kind of feels different, feels weird. And, you know, and maybe, I don't know.
Well, I mean, more like when it's out of my mind, I'm not doing anything, you know, mm-hmm. like I'm not planning, I'm not assessing, I'm not habit tracking. I've checked out of my,
do you think maybe that you're
not listening to.
Okay. So do you think maybe that you got too many things that you're thinking you should be doing?
I mean, maybe if I could just, I've been thinking about that, like next week I'm going on a vacation. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what can I do to keep myself focused in, or, you know, just kind of plugged in a little bit, even if I'm not doing all the things.
Yeah. It almost sounds like we call it a minimum baseline. Sometimes we talk about minimum baselines, and it's basically, what are you going to do when we're talking about, you know, kind of no BS and your weight, like, what are you going to do, whether you are sick, on vacation, you know, like no matter what is your minimum baseline? And I think it's great. You're going on vacation next week. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the things that you are doing no matter what?
Right.
Like next week while you're on vacation. And it's probably less than you think you should be doing. Uh-huh. that's where we get into trouble, because we think we should be doing more. We beat ourselves mm-hmm. up and then we don't do anything.
Yeah.
And so this is where it's like a totally different way of doing things, mm-hmm. a totally different way of thinking, where it's like, no, I'm doing my minimum baseline. So what is your minimum?
Yeah. Well, I kind of had this in my mind that I would have sort of a protocol, you know, like I've heard you guys talk about having a protocol for different things. Like, so like just really trying to pay attention to my hunger signals, you know, I think that is doable. Mm-hmm. And then I have this big notebook that I keep it. I have my journal in and all that. And I'm like, I don't want to take that. So, okay. You know, just a little notebook where I can, maybe make some notes every day, you know, about my hunger. And so it's really just, what can I do to not ignore?
Yes.
No BS while I'm gone.
Yes.
But, you know, stay plugged in. So maybe that'll help.
Yeah. So let's get real specific with what your protocol is going to look like. So is it just going to be, I'm going to listen to my hunger and enough signals. I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and stop when I've had enough, and like, you know, practice that, right? That never means perfection, but that's just mm-hmm. what I'm going to practice, while I'm on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else? I mean, like, and you can have that little notebook for whatever, but it's like, is there anything that you absolutely commit to doing in that notebook next week?
Water. I think I can commit to getting my water in.
Okay. Okay. So 64 ounces. Is that?
Yes. At least 64. I've been drinking more, but I think at least 64.
Okay.
While I'm on vacation.
Okay. Is there anything else that just so doable hunger, water? Is that your minimum baseline for vacation?
Well, and just that I want to write something in the notebook every day, you know.
But I thought you weren't. Oh, in the little notebook. Okay. What are you going to write in there? Like, what are.
I'm going to write about. I guess I was thinking I would kind of do a habit tracker, you know, like sort of a.
Did I do doable hunger and did I get my water in?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just going to track that every day.
Track that every day. And then if I have any thoughts about, you know, anything. So kind of a little journal opportunity to journal a little bit.
Okay. So is that going to be like, I'm committed to journaling something every day, or just if something comes up, I'm going to write about it in my notebook.
I was thinking if something comes up.
Okay. And so you see how, like, we gotta make it so clear to our brain what the rules are, right? Where it's like, okay, this is what I'm, you know, this is what I absolutely want to do every day. And this is just what, like, you know, the, like, if something comes up and I want to write about it, I will, but it's not a, because our brain is always looking for rules to follow. And like, if we haven't really gotten clear on what the rules are or what, you know, the expectations are, then our brain's going to be like, oh, we didn't do good today. And so, I mean, there's like, you know, fuck it and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm like getting very granular with you, like very specific with you. And this is for everybody. Like, we have to give our brain very clear rules to follow. But they can be, the thing is that they can look however you want them to look.
Right.
Like, you do not have to be like, I mean, you know, you're not doing all four basics on vacation.
Right.
You already said you don't want to bring that big, you know, I mean, and you could make a plan in your little notebook if you wanted to, but that just doesn't sound like doable or easy for you. And it's so it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
And so, but again, it's got to be like, but what are we doing? What is that minimum baseline?
Uh-huh. And I think that helps for the day to day too, because I was thinking about the perfectionistic idea. I don't really see myself as perfectionistic, but when it comes to like, it is sort of that on track, off track thing. Like, I have to
black and white, right? Black and white thinking.
So
on or off. Yeah.
Maybe if I can just have that minimum baseline, then I'm not going to be as likely to check out and ignore the fact that I'm in no BS, because I've been thinking, oh, what does this mean? What am I doing? What is the deep meaning of me just ignoring myself sometimes or whatever? But
it's, I mean, there's not a deep, I mean, it's just basically, like I said earlier, like, you're doing something new, you're doing something different. Your brain's just not like, your brain is maybe kind of used to old diets where you did have these like diehard rules that you had to follow or you sucked, you know? And so it's like, don't, you know, dig too much in there. It's just, you're just doing something new. And like, you know, like I said, like, you know, this is, we actually try to make it easier around here to do things when things kind of feel okay and we're not like beating ourselves up as much, then your brain kind of wants to just disengage, you know, sometimes. Yeah. So, but I was just going to say one last thing where, I don't remember, I kind of lost my train of thought, but it was just, you know, you want to kind of put on the first page of that little notebook, you know, these are my, these are my non-negotiables, you know, and I love my reasons for them and they're easy and doable. And that's why I've chosen them. And these are the, like, these are the, if I want to's. Just going back to that whole thing of, you know, just giving your brain very clear, just very clear instructions. Because otherwise, if it gets confused, that's when, oh, I know what I was going to talk about, like on track and off track. I mean, this could be something maybe You know, you've decided what on track means for you on vacation, right? That's what we've gone through.
Yes. Okay.
But I think like when you get back or even like before you go, I think it would be some really good journaling or just some really good, you know, kind of like, what does on track mean for me? I mean, and this is where this can come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I've got these three habits I'm practicing, and that is what on track means for me right now. That doesn't necessarily mean every single thing, mm-hmm. you know, all four basics and listening to calls and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you want to give your brain a clear definition of what on track means to you right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's not necessarily all the things. It's not ever all the things. You know, none of us are doing all the things. I don't even know what all the things are.
Mm-hmm.
But then also it's like, okay, this is what on track means. But if I go off track, like, how do I want to think and feel then?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to hate myself? Do I have to, you know, beat myself up? Or can I just say, okay, I just didn't do. I mean, and that's where this assessment comes in. Assess mm-hmm. and try again is step four. I love that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll look at that today.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
Thank you. Care.
Bye. We got time for one more. Cindy, we're up next. Oh, Evelyn, I think I need to take you back down. Let's see. Okay. Now we're trading places here. Forget how, there we go. There she went. Hi, Cindy.
Oh my gosh. I'm in shock.
That you made it on?
Well, I thought more people had raised their hands, and I thought I was being gutsy just raising my hand.
Well, go you.
Didn't like, call there, me.
There is proof, right? That like being gutsy pays off.
I just was printing the sheets you were, they might be able to hear them in the background printing. So that was really helpful to listen to both of those conversations. But so I have lost a amount of weight in the past, regained some, and have lost again now to where I'm back down into Wonderland barely. And I feel really comfortable there. And I'm really struggling with the thought that I should lose more weight and that I should get down to closer to where I was when I had lost more, because I'm still certainly obese, you know, in the tracking that my doctor uses and all. And I wonder, I just kind of was thinking, is it okay to just stay where you're at for a little while and see what, because I feel like I stay where I'm at for a while and then I trend down 3 or 4 pounds and then I stay there for a long time and then I trend down 3 or 4 pounds or something like that. And I guess I keep thinking I have things I want to accomplish, but the fact that weight loss has been on the list for so long, it feels like that one is always like, that's the one I should be doing, but I have other things I want to do too. But it always seems like that's a block. I don't know. I feel like okay. I'm bad.
All right. So no, I gotcha. So number one, anytime we hear a should, like, oh, I should lose more weight or whatever. And once again, back to journaling, you know, or just, you know, ask just a question. Should I?
Yeah.
Should I? So I will ask you, should you?
I probably need to do some more journaling about that because I have been thinking about it a lot. I'm doing a lot, like I'm really tracking my habits this month, which is probably the first time that I've really paid attention to that. And I have an awesome accountability partner in an accountability group that are really, we've really come on fire since camp to just really be doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm kind of like, but am I really doing the work enough? And I think maybe journaling, I could journal about whether I should, because I don't feel like weight is stopping me from doing any of the stuff that I enjoy doing.
Okay.
When I was much heavier. Yeah. It certainly
so I hear like so that thought, that is a thought that is not going to lead to more weight loss
for you. Right.
And then I also heard you say, I am comfortable here.
Yeah.
Y'all, like, and this is for everybody because I hear it so often. I'm like, then don't lose any more weight. Like, because if you keep saying that, your brain hears that and it's like, wait a minute, we are confused. Are we losing weight here or not? And probably it's going to lean towards just not, right? Because it wants to stay at homeostasis anyway. And so it's like, okay, if I really want more, but I think you're at a point where you haven't decided what you want at this moment. The other big thing is that like, we're so scared to kind of think about what we want because we think it's forever, like it's set in stone for the rest of our lives. But you're already kind of opening up because you asked another really good question I want you to journal on. Is it okay? Anytime a question begins with, is it okay? That's a question that you want, because like you're asking, you know, you want me to tell you if it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that, right? Like you are the expert of you. You know you. You know your lifestyle. You know what you want for your life. You know how you want to live. And so that's enough. Is it okay for me to not lose weight for a while? And then, you know, and then make a new decision. It may be in the future, maybe not. So you just got a lot of questions that it's great news that they're kind of up in the surface, but now it's time to answer them, right? It's time to answer them. And I will normalize it for everybody. That is scary because a lot of times we've just been so used to following other people's rules, right? And following other people, you know, following the BMI chart, following the, you know, what everybody else thinks.
Well, and it's weight loss has been my hobby for 50 years.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, what if this isn't, you know, what if I've just, we don't know yet because you haven't, but it's like, so that makes sense that like you'd be, well, if this isn't my hobby, what am I going to focus on? What's left in my life?
Right.
When maybe I've just decided for now that I'm just doing my habits and yeah. And so it just makes sense that we would avoid it or procrastinate on it or not really answer the question. But it's almost like you can't unsee this now, Cindy. Like the questions are here and they are begging to be answered. And there is the other thing is that y'all, there is no wrong answer because you're answering it today. But if you wanted to answer it a different way tomorrow, you can. Y'all, we all have the freedom to change our mind, to, you know, reassess and redecide. I work a lot with a lot of my clients on my private clients on decision making. And it's like, you make a decision for like a month. And then on, you know, October 1st, you're going to reassess. You're not set. You're not like, you know, shackled to this decision for forever. So
that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
I feel, whenever I set up a weight loss goal, it stresses me out. And I can maintain where I'm at right now with really right. What I'm doing right now is maintenance. There's no doubt about it. And I don't know what I'm willing to do. I do have some things that I want to do. I was one at the camp that said, I don't have time to cook healthy meals. Okay. And it's like, that's not true. And so I am actively working on that. And I like the idea of saying, I'm going to work on these habits, but take a goal, a required goal off the list and just say, let's see what happens when you just do the habits. There's a thought.
Yes. All right. So we've got to run here, but this is like what I hear, Cindy, is you being the scientist, right? You have doing a little experiment, right? This is what we want to do here as No BS Women is like, okay, let's try this. Assess and try again. let's just try something for a month or 2 weeks or even just a week.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Okay.
This is how we like, you know, show up as women and like, you know, experiment and assess and decide, and then maybe reassess and decide something different or so decide the same.
Awesome.
You are in charge, and there are no rules, right? There are no, you know, absolutes anywhere. You are in charge. So, all right. Okay. I want you to keep us posted on that.
Okay. Well, shout out to the No BS Glamp Gals and also Kathy Irwin, because they are, and I will say for a long time, I resisted getting into an accountability group where I didn't find the right accountability group. And now I feel like between my partner and then also my group, it makes a huge difference.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you so much, Cindy. All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right, y'all. Time flies when we're having fun, doesn't it? Always. So, okay. Assessment. I want you all to do this at least once a month. So we're coming towards the end of the month. And if you didn't do it this month, no worries. Just do it next month. This will really, really guide you in where your focus needs to be to achieve your goals in weight loss. Okay. This is an amazing tool and Corinne wants us to use it. So let's use it. It's just been such a pleasure being here with you all. Don't forget to fill out your survey for August and give us all the feedback, and I didn't talk about next month. What are we doing next month, Heather? It's going to be basics, focus on the basics. That's another thing, y'all. Like, there's a reason September is going to be kind of back to basics month. There's, you know, all these other courses, all this other stuff is amazing. But when it really comes down to it, all that takes for us to be successful are the basics. And so that's why we're going to focus on those next month. Back to basics. Yes. So I'm so super excited about September. All right, y'all. If you're anywhere near me in Arkansas, please stay cool today. I think we're going to start cooling off here. And I love you all and take care. We've got Corinne tomorrow for the coaching call and then also for the elders call. So tune in for that. I think I'm going to try to watch live and I'll see you all again soon. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.